slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot the combo, and he don't know.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show with my wonderful producer and erstwhile radio show host, Anya Esther. It's great to be back with everybody. Hope you had a wonderful, safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. Here's what. So much is going on, and there were about a million different things I could talk about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a little survey. And we're going to put it up on the Civic Media website. There'll be a link. It'll go in today's notes, but not until tomorrow, because I have to put the survey together. And we will add it. I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow and every day this week and probably for at least 2 weeks. We're going to leave a survey up. I'm going to pick about 10 topics that I think are pressing for this first quarter of 2024. And I want you all to go in and rate them. So starting tomorrow, you're going to go, I'd give us me until about noon. I do have a day job. Give me until about noon. And then at civicmedia.us, there's going to be a survey. I want to know what you want me to talk about. I want to know what you want to learn with me and Anya about this year. If there's guests that I've had that you think, hey, have those folks back. This was really helpful. Hey, I want to hear from an academic about this. There'll be an open format response if you'd like to do that as well. But I really do want to hear from you, because in thinking about even what to start the year with, there's just been so much that has gone on. We're going to talk about a few things that fit within some themes that I was working through with you all before the end of the year. Today on the show, I'm going to talk about, in effect, what does it mean when someone like Rudy Giuliani ruins your life and then files bankruptcy? What does it mean when Alex Jones ruins your life after it's been decimated, when your child has been shot at Sandy Hook, and then he goes on air and lies about it and then files bankruptcy? Like, what does all of that mean? I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about why Nikki Haley is a wolf in sometimes sheep's clothing. I've talked about it before. I think it's time to revisit that topic. Poor Anya was shooting her sound request right up to the last minute. I think she's got some of what we're going to talk about today about candidate Haley. I'm going to relate that to the hypocrisy overall in the GOP, the double talk that you expect from the GOP. But here locally, man, the gerrymandering decision dropped after we went on break. Holy cow, that's going to be going up to the Supreme Court. No way they don't take that. Although it's possible they could decline a cert request. I just think, given the composition of the court, they're likely to take it. We've had California say, no, I'm going to leave Trump on the ballot. We've had Maine say, nope, I'm pulling them off by the Secretary of State. There are applications and issues relating to all of this pending in some, I think, at least 9 other states. Michigan said, no, Trump's going to stay on the ballot. What does all of that mean? So we've got so much that we can talk about. Abortion issues keep coming up. The Fifth Circuit just had a decision this past week that impacts the freedom of Americans to access healthcare. There's a huge veto override vote that Ohio's going to take, also about the freedom of each of us to access the healthcare that we think is best for us and our family. Lots going on. I'm going to list them all out. I want to hear from you. You certainly can give me and Anya a call today, 844-967-2789, or text or join us on YouTube or Facebook, drop a comment. And don't ever forget, you can listen to The Maggie Dawn Show on your Alexa device. You just have to say, Alexa, play The Maggie Dawn Show. And it'll even pull, I think, our most recent episode. If I'm not live at that minute, I should certainly try that at home myself. Maybe I will. And we're also going to talk about some fun stuff today, because it can't all be the doom and gloom, can it? And I did want to begin, we're going to talk about politics today, but I wanted to begin today maybe on a slightly lighter note before we delve into the Giuliani problem and the Colorado problem and the Nikki Haley problem and all these things. And that is pseudo newsman Jesse Waters, pseudo journalist Jesse Waters time sucking approach to his show, whereby he thinks it's a good idea to help inform the American public by having a fortune teller come on his program. It's really interesting. It'd be more fun if we were doing a TV commentary show, because then I could show you the video. But don't worry, I will narrate it. So Jesse Waters brings on this fortune teller, and he ends up asking her, like, what's going to happen with Trump? Like, is he going to win the election? How are things going to pan out? And what ensues is awkwardness and certainly hilarity to a certain degree. Let's take a listen. This is on, I think, Jesse Waters, like a Monday night or Tuesday night. Just happened. He's talking to a fortune teller here. Let's take a listen.
The English psychic who is on set to give us a reading right now. I would like, Paula, for you to give me a reading on President Trump.
Just the one card.
One card.
One card. Let's do just one card. We like that one.
To narrate, she's pulled a card. She's placed it. Face up.
What is that?
I do recognize that I'm at Fox TV. a sense of loss. A sense of loss. But it's very specific. No, let me move on. It's a sense of loss. It's as if he may be thinking more about what he's lost and not still taking full advantage of what he still has.
That's a great interpretation.
The card that she flips up, I think, is the Grim Reaper.
It's literally like a dark shroud against a green, like the kind of green sky you would see right before a tornado. The card is essentially saying bad things ahead, and it's the only card she pulled.
Right. And oh, dear me now.
Oh, my.
I do believe that I am on Fox News, and I shan't quite say, oh, I know what that is. Oh, it's the death card, but I cannot say that on Fox News. No. Chip, chip, Jesse, such a pleasure to be here. Loss. Yes, we'll go with loss. Yeah, what? I mean, the absurdity. But then again, maybe she got it just right. We're joined by your friend and mine, Tom from LA. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, Maggie. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We have to realize that democracy means we the people are the government, and that all this authoritarian stuff that's going on throughout the world is not what democracy is. Some people may call it oligarch, some people may call it an autocrat, whatever they're calling it, it's still not about we the people being in charge. And I hope people really stop and think about it in this year. Think about how united we stand, divided we fall. And the thing is, you had a previous governor there in the state of Wisconsin that said he was going to implement a plan called Divide and Conquer. Now, what right person in their mind that really cares about we the people talks about dividing and conquering the state? The last thing I'd like to say is I'd like to have 5 minutes each day someone talking about the accomplishments of Joe Biden, because I think Donald Trump gets way, way too much airtime, and he makes me want to puke.
I love that, Tom. Thanks so much for the call. Let's start with, like, what does democracy mean? Right? And it's not just one person, one vote, and that the voter's will must be respected. It also requires deep and abiding respect for the rule of law, even when decisions are not really what you hoped for. And so it's interesting that you mentioned talking about Joe Biden's accomplishments, Tom. I'm more than happy to do that. In fact, I have been gathering information and statistics and data about what's actually happening in each of our lives that is measurably better than it was when Donald Trump was president. I can tell you one that everybody can look at right now today. I hope more people had put those stickers of Joe Biden pointing at the gas pump saying, I did this. Yep, he sure did. Now, you have all heard me engage in conversations where people love to lay all of the blame or all of the credit for what's going on in the economy on a sitting president. I won't do so. We'll actually have a discussion about those things, but I totally agree with you, Tom. I want to talk about how Joe Biden has made middle-class Americans' lives much better, how he's helped make childcare more accessible, how he's made a commitment to better and more accessible housing, how he has impacted and brought down the price of prescription drugs, how he's going after these gouging, monopolistic price gougers when it comes to insulin. Yeah, all those things matter, and Joe Biden has made our lives better on every single one of those counts. Anybody who would call me up and argue the opposite, I would say to you, please don't speak in Fox News talking points. Point me to some objective measure. I don't want to hear supposition. I don't want to hear othering, because that's not what we do here in the United States. We're about facts. We're a democracy. We're about the rule of law. Thanks much from Tom from LA. Always nice to hear from you. An unnamed texter calling or texting in, I should say, comment on those that say that Donald Trump needs to be convicted of insurrection before being removed from the ballot. Doesn't the congressional conviction where he was impeached count? Great legal question. And in fact, it has much to do with the debates being had in the Colorado courts and what we're going to see before the Supreme Court. They're going to consider and weigh in on that question. To be sure, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, does not require a conviction. It says no person shall be president or vice president who has engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the country. Engaged in is not a conviction. If they meant to say conviction and or impeachment, therefore, or convicted of impeachment, they could have said so and they didn't. It's just a little flavor. We're getting into it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody. I will be back in just a few minutes after these important messages. Give us a call or text. I might be a city girl broadcasting from the heart of liberal Milwaukee here on Brady Street, but you can hear me statewide on all of the Civic Media Radio Network radio station, Ashland to Richland Center, La Crosse to Racine, Wausau. Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Join me this afternoon. We're talking about a whole bunch of different things. But I especially want to hear from you about what you want to hear me talk about, me go deep on, and learn together about in this first quarter of 2024. I'm going to put a survey up in the show notes from the Maggie Dawn Show starting about tomorrow at around noon. I'll talk about this every day this week. I want to hear from you. I'll probably dump about 10 topics in there, but there'll be an open frame response that you can fill in the blank and tell me what it is that you would like to hear about. If there are experts, the wonderful professor of law from Notre Dame University, Mary Ellen O'Connell, who talked about the law of war. If you'd like to hear again from Professor Yoshiko Herrera of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who helped us understand what is happening in the Russia and Ukraine conflict. If you want to hear from Professor Catherine Eden on her poverty research and what we can do to help all Americans, not just those at or below the poverty level, but all Americans, especially working Americans. Don't worry, she's going to be back on January 23rd. I already booked her because we had such a great conversation. I want to hear more from Professor Eden. We were talking before the break about Donald Trump being on the ballot and these differing decisions that are happening in Colorado and Maine. Colorado through a court case, Maine through a decision rendered by their Secretary of State, deciding Donald Trump not to be on the ballot. This has everything to do with the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3, which basically prohibits anyone who is engaged in insurrection to ever be president or vice president. There are a number of procedural questions about who can bring a lawsuit to enforce that. Does it have to be enforced by Congress? Lots of stuff there. I think we're going to hear more about this. I think the Supreme Court's going to have to take it up. And I'll tell you right now, I would be shocked if the Supreme Court upheld the debarment of Mr. Trump from the ballot, given the Supreme Court's current makeup. As I've said before, when Colorado's decision first hit, I certainly hope that at least some of the justices reach the factual question, which is, did Mr. Trump engage an insurrection, not a resurrection? You may think he's Christ. But here's what I wanted to just take a minute. And I wasn't going to begin with Colorado simply because we did. That was the last thing I talked about. It was breaking news the last day I was on the air. But yesterday, a man after hours shot up the Colorado Supreme Court building. And when I saw that headline, I thought, oh, my goodness. This has happened because the Colorado Supreme Court banned Trump from the ballot. Now, it doesn't appear that that's the case. Nonetheless, what I wanted to talk about was the response of a candidate for the House of Representatives coming out of Colorado. The guy's name is Trent Leisy, L-E-I-S-Y. He's running for the seat that's vacated by Ken Buck, who was a Republican who actually looked at the creature, saw it had webbed feet, feathers, and quacked, and therefore called it a duck. In other words, Ken Buck called out the insurrection for what it was. Now, Ken Buck was a Republican, but now not running again. So Trent Leisy running to replace him. He held a rally calling for all of the justices that voted to remove Trump from the ballot to be tried for treason. The penalty if convicted for treason is to be executed. So he's calling for the execution of those justices on the Colorado Supreme Court who voted under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to remove Trump from the ballot. There's a reasonable argument that that should be the conclusion that they reached. And he held this rally on December 30th at a gun store owned by the name of a guy by Joel Altman, who goes on all of these right-wing talk shows and blogs and says basically that anybody who opposes Trump's movement should be killed. Let's listen to Mr. Joel Altman.
Mississippi, Young, Indiana.
How about that? How about that? There's your list of 19 traitors to the American people, along with all the other traitors to the American people. I want people to go out there and get some wood. The gallows are getting wider and longer. We should be able to build gallows all the way from Washington, D.C. to California. What do you think, Mr. Producer?
Why don't we just have a national gallows building day?
Yeah.
National crafts.
And I want you to know that I know they're talking about it. I heard a Twitter person that watches our show, so I want to say hi to all the lefty, radical pieces of trash. Wrote this tweet that Altman's talking about the gallows again. Oh my gosh, he wants to hang anyone that's a Democrat, that's a liberal. Sorry, he said liberal, and I went, no, I don't want to hang anybody that's a liberal. I want to hang anyone that's a traitor. That's who I want to hang. I want to hang the people that are pushing people into more servitude and slavery in our nation, and then saying, oh, we need to raise taxes even more. Ah, the government needs more money.
They lied about that. You didn't say hang every Democrat. Nope. You were talking specifically about treason, which is a potentially capital offense. And as we've talked about on this show, treason is defined in the Constitution. It's a high bar. It's not every Democrat.
Well, you still could find enough traitors in this nation to stand together on the radical left that you could probably build a gallows from New York City or from Washington, D.C. all the way to California. You probably could do that.
Okay, then. I mean, the producer who's talking to him is trying to back him out of it, right?
A producer trying to walk him back from that horrible idea.
Right. And he basically says, yeah, I'm talking about treason, but there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people from the radical left that should be hung. And he equates those that advocate for higher taxation for whatever purpose without any qualification as traitors. That would include me. That would include me. On this show, I advocated for a higher sales tax. I have not committed treason, Mr. Altman. I suggest you read some actual law before you actually get on the air that people listen to and believe what you're saying and call for mass executions of your political opponents. And while political commentary on the radio, hey, wait, that's what I'm doing, should always be entertaining. And sometimes we use extreme rhetoric to help drive home points, but it should be rhetoric. It shouldn't be incitement to violence, incitement to assassination, political assassinations. It also shouldn't be damn wrong and damn dumb and completely extrajudicial, outside of the rule of law. Because if you believe in this country, Mr. Altman, and yeah, I'm talking right to you, sir, as well as your co-conspirator, Trent Lacey. If you believe in democracy and you believe in the United States, then you must support the rule of law. And nothing that you've said, sir, squares with the rule of law. I have supported higher taxation. I have not committed treason. And by the way, disagreeing with your dumb ideas did not make me a traitor to this country. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these important messages. Welcome back, everybody, and Happy New Year to you and yours. I'm Maggie Dawn. She is Anya Esther. We are the Maggie Dawn Show. Give her a call, 844-967-2789. You can always text us, too. We'll try to give you a shout-out here on the air. Why don't we hit up these phones? Mark from the SAC. How are you? Hope you're staying warm out there. What say you this afternoon?
Staying warm is someone who, you know, it's just when COVID hit, you know, right in the middle of my chemo back there in 2020, the announcement was made of it back in like February, March of 2020. And it just was so wonderful to hear about the development of the vaccine and these future vaccines. And it is just absurd is too mild a word to think of the fact that they want to ban vaccines. I mean, for how many vaccines has the smallpox vaccine saved in it for humanity, or the polio vaccine for humanity, and the COVID vaccine, you know, looks to match those as well. That these politicians are reprehensible proposing this. I mean, they don't care about their voters, and their voters are going to. Some of their voters are going to just eat this information up and just swallow it. And look at the number of people that are getting normal childhood vaccines now are getting less and less popular. And what kind of pandemics are we going to see for measles, for mumps, for all these other, the childhood ailments that cause endless amount of pain and in many cases death. They're cozying up to death. I mean, they have no compunctions about doing it.
Yeah, it's really, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for sharing your COVID story. I've had it twice. Last time I had it in August, it put me down hard. I've had all my vaccines. I'm so thankful for them. mRNA vaccines, not just the COVID vaccine, have saved tens of billions of lives. None of this crap that people have talked about is true, like the Surgeon General in Florida. Those are lies. Who are you going to believe, this one nut job in Florida? And again, lying, presenting false information, things that aren't factually true. For what? Because I don't believe this guy actually wants to help kill people. But he's found a way to rationalize it in his head because it increases his power, visibility, and pads his bank book. That's why. You think this guy would have been picked as a Surgeon General in Florida by DeSantis if he wasn't willing to sing this tune? Absolutely not. His medical license should be yanked, just like these lawyers who were facilitators, gave aid and comfort to the insurrectionists and Donald Trump. They should lose their licenses too. Nick from Madison, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What's up, friend?
Hey, thank you, Maggie. What I would like to say is that I think that with all we're talking about with vaccines, and I am a conservative, but I am not a Trumpist. I want to make that very clear.
So what do you think about these guys going on air in Iowa proposing to ban these vaccines? Don't people have a right to choose to receive a vaccine?
I honestly believe, you know, I got vaccinated my whole life. Because
do you have autism?
I had to, because it was necessary. No, I'm sorry.
Do you have autism?
Do
right?
I?
Like
no,
that's,
I do not.
That's what, and I don't mean that glibly. I mean, like, that's some of the like anti-vax, like my kids are not going to get any of these. That's the argument they make. If you get these things as kids, you're going to be autistic. False. No scientific basis,
no,
but go no. on. I interrupted.
No. I do not. And no shame in that either, but
of course not.
I just think that, you know, it, at some point, you know, being vaccinated is necessary, you
right.
know, does
yeah.
that make sense?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes. Okay.
For some yeah. of those reasons that we've been talking about, right? If you have a global pandemic, something's highly transmissible, it kills people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
There's a question of like, what's, you know, if you choose not to, do you end up transmitting it to someone who's more, you know, has a weakened immune system and dies? But, you know, I don't want to really get into the question about vaccine mandates. What's really curious and concerning to me is, free choice, true choice requires accurate information. What should be the consequence for people that trade in lies and misinformation about a medical decision that could have a life or death impact on someone's existence? Like, is it okay that this guy's on TV and radio trafficking in things that are lies about the COVID vaccine?
That's something that I really feel strongly about because, you know, I'll just let you know, I'm a conservative, but I do feel strongly about this. You know, we have to vaccinate. We have to.
What do you say to your
friend? There.
Yeah, I totally agree. This isn't just, you know, the CDC, right? The WHO, the European Medicines Agency, the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. There's just worldwide consensus. I'm sure you got conservative friends. What do you say when they say to you, hey, this is a bunch of garbage. This is just the government trying to control us. Do you just kind of let it go? Because these conversations are a little hard to have, right?
They are hard to have, but, you know, on the one hand, sometimes I just want to let it go, you know, because it's not worth my time. But on the other hand, if they really want to talk, I'll say, look at the science.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. Thanks so much for the call. I hope you keep listening. Call me up, especially when you disagree, friend. That's what makes the show good. Thank you, Nick. You be safe out there. Keep spreading the word. Steven from Green Bay, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Good evening, Maggie Dawn. Holy smokes, did I just hear a conservative come on public radio and say that he's a conservative and he wants to look at science? That is probably the first one I've heard in like 5 years.
Yahoo!
yeah. This is what I got to say. Republicans have never really been about facts. Let me lay down some facts for you, for your listening audience. Here's the facts. Why they're focusing on trying to get rid of a vaccine that has probably saved thousands of people.
Billions of lives.
And they're focusing on the border and trying to keep, you know, immigrants and people that are seeking asylum out of our country, which, let's be honest, half of us are here because our ancestors did the same thing. There is a school shooting that went on. We're not even a week into the new year, and there's already been a mass shooting. We have people that think it's funny on the right to make a board game about an insurrection and downplay the insurrection, even though we have countless hours of testimony on that insurrection. If you want to hear facts, those are two pretty stark facts of things that are going on right now in this country. And the Republicans are going to sit there and spew misinformation about people coming across the border. They're going to spew misinformation about vaccines. And let's be honest, every single one of those people on the right that are spewing this information about vaccines, they probably got vaccinated themselves. Why? Because they went to public school and they had to. This is absolutely ridiculous. And this notion on autism, my sister has an autistic brother, and I can tell you he was autistic before he got one needle poked into his arm. So it's just ridiculous.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for the call, Stephen. You be safe. Be warm out there. Greg, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Maggie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What do you have to say?
Well, I just want to say, the word I always take issue with here is the word ban. Banning books, banning vaccines, I always take issue with that word because I never think ban is a great word. All I can do is tell people, you know, I've been vaccinated. I have, you know, health issues. I don't know the science of the vaccine, but I do have some chronic health issues, which is why I chose to receive multiple, you know, vaccines and boosters. I have friends and family who have not, chosen to do that, and that's their freedom. But like I said, Maggie, I take issue with the word ban, and I don't think it's ever good to ban anything. I don't know that I can think about. So,
well, listen, Greg, thanks so much for calling and sharing a little bit of your healthcare journey. I really appreciate that. And listen, we all have a friend who's Greg in our lives. You're a conservative or Republican listening. There's someone in your life that is immunocompromised, fighting cancer, that has healthcare challenges. Let's have the humility. The humility and the humanity to care enough about one another to pause and to try to actually understand and receive and demand good information and facts. And I think when we talk about, you know, bans, and Idaho doesn't just want to ban it, they want to criminalize giving the COVID vaccine. I'm going to say that Idaho wants to criminalize the COVID vaccine. Yeah, the Supreme Court has said states can regulate women's health care any way that they choose. I don't agree with that. I think it's absolutely essential to equality, equity, physical autonomy for women to be able to control their health care. But criminalizing and punishing doctors? I mean, where do these lines get drawn? We've sort of gone well through the looking glass here. All right, I'm going to give you a shot at it, CJ, my friend. Happy New Year, first of all. And then second of all, what do you think about, you know, doctors lying about medical facts on television? What do you think about Idaho saying nobody can get a vaccine? How you doing? Happy New Year, CJ.
Happy New Year, Maggie. Thank you for taking my call. Well, you know, there's examples of, I guess, stifling people. You've got evidence that social media was paid millions by the government to squash people's opinions and science.
That's a lie. What's the site, CJ, for your claim that the government paid social media companies?
It was testified to at, are you kidding me? If you don't realize that, it was testified.
No, it was not. I mean, this is part. All right. I want to narrow us in, CJ, because we found places of agreement before. I can devote a whole show to algorithms and what should we do about the fact that our personal data footprints have been monetized by companies. And then algorithms are used to manipulate our minds and present misinformation to us. It's sort of a symptom of the thing that I'm talking about. But the narrow application here that I want to ask you about, CJ, is what about the Surgeon General who's gotten on television and lied to people about something that could cost them their life? When we come back, CJ. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. I was just, you know, rounding out a little conversation with my good friend CJ about whether or not it's okay for the Surgeon General of Florida to get on TV and lie to people about the COVID vaccine. What do you think, CJ?
Well, again, I can give you all kinds of examples where...
I'm not asking for examples. I'm asking you to respond to if it's acceptable for the Florida Surgeon General to get on TV and lie to people about medical information.
The head of CDC lied to America.
Okay. So I usually will let people that disagree with me go on and on and on, but this is not one of those times because what he's saying is false. It's not a lie to tell people what the current state of science is, and then for the current state of that understanding or science to evolve, and for the CDC to then amend its guidance. That's not a lie. And I also want to be clear here, CJ. The government should not be manipulating or telling social media companies what to do. Okay? It's a version of mind control. But we should damn well regulate social media companies so that private actors and others who will lie and traffic in this kind of misinformation, like the Surgeon General of Florida, can't manipulate us with false information, with lies. I think CJ would agree with me that choice requires accurate information. And if you're being manipulated, if you're being fed a stream of information that is being curated by an algorithm that is designed to produce a certain action by you, a certain thought process by you, that is not good. So whether your name's CJ or Nick from Madison or my good friend Terry Barr, Anya Esther, I always encourage people to go ferret out the good news sources, fact check the heck out of it, including me. Thanks for the call, CJ. Terry, what is going on? Happy New Year, friend. Welcome.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too. Great to hear your voice again.
Yes, you staying warm.
Trying. I know we've been so spoiled with this wonderful weather, and now I know a snowstorm is in the forecast in the week ahead, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But I have some local but overlooked stories for you. I can start with the first one, and we'll see how much time we have. Is that all right?
Of course, Terry. Go for it. Looking forward to hearing what you have to share.
Well, this one, we start with fentanyl. Yeah, but in the new year, we're already talking about this. Use continues to be a problem, of course, across Wisconsin. More than 1,300 people died of an overdose while using the synthetic opioid in the last year. So now police in the Fox Valley think they shut down a major supplier of the drug to kick off 2024. Christopher Turner is the suspect's name. He's facing a dozen charges of dealing fentanyl all across the state, but using his furniture store business he owns in Appleton as the front. Yeah, officers say they busted him there with drugs and $60,000 in his pockets.
Would you like what's the old-timey word for a sova? Would you like a Davenport and a little synthetic opioid to go with? Buy one, get the drugs free. How bizarre and good for the Fox Valley Police.
Yes. On it, and again, they think this is major for the whole state. So that's pretty cool. Here's the other one that I can share with you, Maggie. You know, we've heard about there could be a possible tribal casino in the Kenosha area. This has been on, off, and that was
the Hard Rock, right?
Then you got it, and that was before then. Governor Scott Walker said no. He stopped the plan. Well, that was more than 10 years ago. So now, 10 years later, it's quietly reappeared on the Kenosha Common Council agenda, and it passed last night. The governor, current, does support it. He says it would be great for job growth in the area. The Menominee tribe says, yeah, it's going to mean jobs. It's going to be money. And it's also going to mean a redevelopment of what was the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack grounds. The county board will get a look at this in about 2 weeks. But I thought that was really interesting. I know it's gone back and forth.
How cool. I went to the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack as a kid with my dad. I learned how to, like, what's a trifecta? I was like, I got that down now. When do you know you're from Wisconsin? When you remember the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack. What a fascinating
story. And I worked in Green Bay, and I went to the one in the Fox Valley, and we covered many stories there. Of course, that one's long gone as well.
Well, thanks for the two stories, Terry. Great to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you and yours.
You too.
Thanks so much. I think the next big question for folks, and it's one that's always been on my mind, is like, what about that, little tolls for out-of-state drivers? Now, the legality of tolls that only apply to out-of-state drivers is a wee bit of an interesting rabbit hole, wormhole, if you will. We don't have time for that today. But, you know, assuming we could somehow make it legal, wouldn't it be great to charge all those Flatlanders a toll as soon as they cross over here into the Zen Zone, a.k.a. Wisconsin? Lake Geneva, the new Hard Rock Casino, Door County, Wisconsin Dells, just cha-ching, cha-ching. Boy, that'd be a nice little revenue source for us, wouldn't it? Listen, y'all, it has been a bristling cold afternoon. We didn't get to even talk about Mr. Chip Wilson, but who cares when y'all have got lots to say? I want to hear it from each and every one of you, as long as it's not peppered with lies and misinformation. You know who I'm talking to. We will cover Mr. Chip Wilson next week. So, Anya, if you keep those little sound clips handy dandy, that would be terrific.
I just sent you an email about doing it. We're so ahead of the curve, Maggie.
Whoa, I love it. Prepared. And seriously, folks, all it takes is like 3 to 4 billionaires and a bad idea, and the entire world can go kaboom. And I'm going to explain to you why. We're also going to hit that Chevron doctrine coming up next week. It's been my pleasure to talk to you all. Stay warm, stay safe, go get your vaccines. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be safe, everybody.
Carefree, nightclub, closet drunk, bathtub, outcast, weirdo, stepchild, freak show, black girl, bad hair, broad nose, cold stare, tap shoes, Broadway, tuxedo, holiday, creative block, love song, stupid words, erase song, gunshots, orange house, dead man walk with a dirty mouth, spoiled milk, stale bread, welfare, bubonic plague, record deal, light bulb, keep back, get down, corporate fuck, breast cancer, common cold, HIV, lost hope, overweight, self-esteem, misfit, broken dream.